Well, first of all, Ambassador, thanks for having us, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
How old are you? It's wonderful to be here with our dear friends, the Howards. I think it is interesting that that we're planting two trees, which is a symbol of our enduring friendship. And I can't thank you enough, John, for your strong support and for the Liberty Agenda, the deep desire for the world to be a peaceful place. I really enjoy working with you. It's a time of good. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We joined you and Laura not only for the offices that you hold, but also for the people you are very welcome on this piece of Australian soil in Washington. I indicated to the President a moment ago that it was here on this lawn that I addressed a news conference on the 12th of September 2001 when I said that Australia would stand side by side with the United States in responding to the new threat of terrorism, and that resolve is as strong now as it was on the 12th of September 2001. These trees are a wonderful symbol of that friendship. This residence has a lot of history. It was, of course, the very first residence occupied by an Australian envoy to other than a then Dominion or Commonwealth country. And when the then Prime Minister R.G. Menzies announced it, he said that having an ambassador representative or envoy to America represented the first time we were sending one to what he called a foreign country. There's certainly been nothing foreign in the relationship between our two countries since then. And it's great to have you and Laura and with us, and it's a wonderful symbol. The ambassador's got to look after the trees and to keep his two rot wheelers away from them.